The Terrell Historical Library in Beaumont looks like a cross between a castle and a cathedral. Rock walls, towers, spires, and stained glass windows proclaim strength and security, reverence, and remembrance. That suits the Terrell's nature as both guardian and relic of Beaumont's past. It began life in 1903 as the First Baptist Church of Beaumont. Architect Alonzo Dawson blended Romanesque and Gothic styles in a dramatic design. The soaring, rough limestone exterior has 22 brilliant stained glass windows, ranging from tall, pointed arches to skinny slits. Shells, wheat, and other symbols appear in hues of amber, green, purple, blue, and red. When First Baptist Church moved to a larger building in 1923, philanthropist W.C. Terrell gave the old building to the city. The church was reborn as Beaumont's first public library and served for 50 years until a new main library opened. Then it declined. But the Terrell wasn't forgotten. In 1979, the city enlisted restoration architects to plan its rescue. Essentials got attention, but the work was more life support than revival. Then in 1987, Beaumont's sesquicentennial rallied residents to save the grand old building. The Terrell Library Association held a benefit concert. Children sold lapel stickers. A bond issue passed. $1.6 million was raised to return the Terrell to its former glory, top to bottom, inside and out. The restoration by architect David Hoffman of Austin was completed in 1990. Stained glass and oak woodwork were revitalized. The high domed ceiling, covered since the 1920s, was revealed. Another casualty, the second floor balcony, was rebuilt. Hoffman's efforts kept the medieval mood of the original church while evoking the warmth of a 1920s library with period tables, chairs, and lamps. Here, visitors can pore over the Terrell's extensive genealogy and Texana collections, or simply drink in the atmosphere.